Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wanted to play a couple more of these Seinfeld clips for you as he called into the CMAX show last night, who was filling in for Keith McPherson. So he didn't do his overnight. He did 7 to midnight. And we explained last hour why Seinfeld called in. But they got into talking about baseball and the run the Mets made. And Seinfeld, we know a Met fan, really, really enjoyed it.
You could make a pretty good argument that this season was the most magical.
Mm-hmm.
Not counting the two series wins, this was the most magical because it was a chemistry and it was an energy and it was an emotional thing of guys that weren't supposed to be that good.
And he was then discussing how much he enjoyed the team aspect of the way they played. And then when they brought up, well, I'm going to say his name, and you're not taking money from me because this is part of the story. When they brought up Juan Soto in terms of the Mets wanting to go after him or not, it sounds like Seinfeld is not a big proponent of that, and C-Mac makes that known.
You're kind of making it seem like you would be okay if they don't get him and go about building a team rather than getting Juan Soto.
Yeah, I don't know about these giant players, but tell me about the pain of the fifth inning. Tell me about that.
Really?
I want to know, what did that
do
feel
I have to
like
go over this with Jerry
fan.
Seinfeld right now? Really?
Yeah. I want to hear your pain.
All right, Jerry.
What's that?
You are not allowed to mention that person's
story,
name.
So sorry, not giving you any money for that.
No,
one.
I think you needed to say they talked
wrong
about somebody that we don't really want to talk about here. And I'll let the cut.
Sorry,
explain
this has nothing to do with his free agency. It had to do with Jerry Seinfeld on the show.
You're not allowed to say that name.
You are wrong.
Boomer,
Radio.
You're wrong. Wrong.
Well, both of you have violated that rule on the show today, by the way.
How wrong. So?
How did he violate it?
Sports Minute.
That doesn't count.
Oh, why does that not count?
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does count.
That is a Sports Minute, as you know, and we all know, because we've had callers call in, because they were disgusted that it was taken off of the digital platform of Odyssey, and now it's back on. Thanks to a couple callers that called in. That's a national
outlet. Hold on a second.
Did
that name get uttered by you during the hours of 6 to 10 a.m. on WFAN?
It did. And it
violation.
Did, no. And it did through a CBS Sports Minute, which is a national piece. And I cannot.
Here we go. It's either both of you are off the hook or
$20. I'm on the hook,
because I was describing a story.
Jerry just could have said,
no.
They're talking about a person we don't want to talk about now.
And you could have not done a Sports Minute with
that. I have to do the sports minute.
Different one.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Sorry.
A different one.
These are important things that need to be discussed, and I need to do it on a national basis.
You're more in the wrong than I am, because part of the details of this.
You sat right here and you said, you even said before
you can say his name if there's something new in terms of a story. This is very. Seinfeld called in.
Let Seinfeld
say the name. So I had to explain so you understood the clip.
Why couldn't you say the clip was talking about somebody that we're not allowed to talk about?
Well, because people listening might not understand that.
So I had to.
No,
if I'm
going to
play it,
we're not allowed to say a certain player's name.
I disagree with you.
They will. They will say you. The player's name, mm-mm. and nope. they will have nope. a discussion about
nope.
it.
Nope.
Listen, I don't think Boomer. You can say Jerry has to pay without you paying. Both were violations during the show.
They're not violations.
All right, so let me ask you this.
By the way, I'm happy that you're listening to my sportsman. Thank you.
Just for clarity, the story that Al put on the show sheet, would that not be
not real
news?
Why
not?
Because I think Al is trying to get us to say it.
That was the front page of the back page of the paper.
I know, but that's the whole genesis is that people put too much emphasis when nothing's going on and we're not jumping into that same pool.
But what I'm trying to get to is that to let people know that it was a fake story. Like, if you just see the back page and you're a Met fan,
yeah.
I think you'd be excited to see that. The details are in the story, though, that it's false.
Yeah.
How would you not? I think that's a story to tell. I do.
Well, the problem with the story in general about any of this, about any of these players,
uh-huh.
is there's a lot of could-bes, maybes, and should-be.
I'm trying to give the Met fan clarity, though, that was a false headline that even got our producer.
No, the producer's trying to get us.
No, I disagree.
No, I think he made a mistake.
No.
He's not trying to get you guys.
I read the headline, and Jerry's right. The headline is very misleading.
Yeah,
it's
actually opposite. But this is the exact opposite.
Yes. It states in the second paragraph that he's home already and he's not going to be part of the group, yeah. as opposed to the way it looks.
So what you have in the show sheet was the exact headline or no?
I'm not sure. Let me look at that.
So because what's on Al's show sheet is Francisco Lindor was spotted at LAX, and it seems he may be joining the Mets in their pitch for
Juan Soto.
And again,
the headline
seems.
Maybe. The headline was Amazing Race. Francisco Lindor spotted at LAX. Is he joining Mets pitch meeting?
Who wrote this?
See, but this is exactly what we're trying to avoid here.
Right. Well, I'm trying to clean it up.
Yeah, I know. All right, that's fine.
Who wrote it?
Justin Tash, but he didn't write the headline.
Oh, he didn't write the headline.
No, I am with Jerry on that. That people could easily be confused by that, and that should be cleared up.
I will tell you, the first when I clicked on it, I said, "Wow, they're bringing Lindor with Steve Cohen and."
Oh, why would that shock you guys?
Because I don't do players travel cross country for a free agent pitch.
If you're trying to get the player you want, and maybe they're friends, maybe they have mutual friends.
Maybe it's happened. Show me an example when that's happened before.
All right,
Kodai Senga didn't join the Yamamoto thing. Like, neither did Shohei Ohtani, I don't think. Well, I have to go back and look, but it is rare. I think it is rare that it's usually the agent, the owner, and the GM.
Mm-hmm. Jeets ever do it?
Jeets? Oh, yeah. He went to try and lure A-Rod to New York when he was with Texas, trying to make
a
trade.
No way. I mean, he may have went somewhere else.
Or
make a call to somebody.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.